story, this past holiday weekend proved one of the most deadly in recent memory on Czech roads. Police had warned drivers in advance to take extra caution with the coming of warm spring weather, not to take unnecessary risks. Well, it didn't help. 15 people were killed on the road, 5 of those motorcyclists. Regarding the latter, statistics released by the non-profit European Transport Safety Council suggest that when it comes to motorcycle fatalities, the Czechs rank among the worst in Europe. A study released by the organization in 2007 found that motorcyclist deaths in the Czech Republic were second highest among 22 countries, an average of 300 deaths per billion kilometers. The figure is 5 times higher, for example, than neighboring Germany. By comparison, the countries best off in terms of safety are Norway, Switzerland, and Denmark. Well, what elements play a role in the high number of such fatalities in the Czech Republic? A little earlier, I spoke to Petr Žíha, a road safety specialist for DEKRA.
There are a number of different elements. If we discuss those which riders cannot influence, I would say they are the overall state of Czech roads as well as the poor use of road signs. Often, after winter, you see potholes and broken surfaces that can only lead to accidents. Then, often, there are areas where there is an overabundance of signs, which has a negative effect. If you are asked to slow down, then speed up, and so on over a short area, people often ignore them. But, of course, fault often lies with riders themselves, who drive too fast or ignore conditions.
Dozens of motorcyclists rolled out their bikes for the first time at the holiday weekend. The 5 fatalities took place not far from the capital city. Many have noted that getting a motorcycle license in the Czech Republic is not especially difficult, with new riders gaining access to powerful machines they're not always ready to handle. Petr Žíha again.
It's partly to do with the motorcycle itself. There's a euphoria connected to getting on a bike, and the result is that, whether you want to or not, you push safety boundaries more than you normally would. Even if you ride carefully and obey the rules, there is a risk because of the sense of freedom. You go faster and then can have less time to react.
For their part, police were out in force at the weekend to try and increase safety and to get drivers to respect the speed limit. But even then, they admit it can never be enough. Traffic police head Leo Stršel spoke to Czech TV.
The police can't stand at every corner and can't be posted every 500 meters. At the end of the day, it's about how drivers themselves behave on the road.
Every year, the police encourage those on the road over the first spring holidays to take extra care, but all too often the message, as well as chilling images on the evening news, fail to hit home. That's one reason why the Transport Ministry not long ago commissioned a series of graphic new commercials on road accidents, which pull no punches. Sadly, even there, it is not clear the message is getting across. English@radio.cz is our address if you'd like to write to us here at Radio Prague. If you want to comment or have any questions for us here at